Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Nozir Daf Nun Tes. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a specially marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage, and then go to option 2. If you're already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked Daf before the shiur. If you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. Before we begin, let us note that today's shiur will begin at the top, at the Mishnah on Daf Nun Tes Amid Beis. For those who are following a strict Daf Yomi schedule and you wish to listen from the beginning of Daf Nun Tes, it was part of our recording of Daf Nun Ches. You will find the beginning of Daf Nun Tes Omid Aleph, at the 1 hour, 14 minute, 23 second mark of our Nozir Daf Nun Ches Gemara Markings Shir. The Mishnah that we see here at the top of Nun Tes Omid Beis, where our Shir begins, is introduced by a topic heading that we have on the side of our Gemara. Even before we read our note on the side, you might want to note that today most of the Omid is made of this Mishnah. There's a small section of Gemara followed again by a Mishnah till the end of the Omid. So our Nosei, our topic heading on the side reads, Kehemshech L'mishnah Le'el Nun Zayin Omid Aleph, as a continuation of the previous Mishnah, which you can find on Daf Nun Zayin Omid Aleph, Mahadin Imeis Echod Min Ho'anoshim Hanezirim Shesofek Mi Nitma. If you recall, in that Mishnah we learned about two Nazirim that were walking along, and a third party from behind notices that one of the two Nazirim becomes Tomei. Tomei, of course, in the context of Nazirus means Tomei Mace, requiring him to stop the Nazirus, achieve purification by waiting a week of purification, bringing Nazir Tomei sacrifices, having a haircut, and starting the Nazirus all over again. We mentioned that there was an onlooker who noticed that one of two Nazirim became Tomei, but it wasn't known which one. Now, as a follow-up, our Mishnah speaks of one of those two fellows dying. The Mishnah will feature here some markings. You'll notice a house shape on our Mivneh heading on the side. Mivneh is the structural note. The house shape highlights Hadgoshas Shemos, names that are emphasized, opinions in the Mishnah. First you see Rabbi Yoshua, and later on Ben Zomo. A diamond will be used to highlight the word Mevian, which is a reference to Mevian, the bringing of various sacrifices. And the double underline will highlight the word ve'im, which is Loshon Hatnai, part of the conditions that will be stated in the Mishnah. Now, as we said, and it's important, we're not going to go over it again, and if you're a first-time listener, so by all means go back and listen to the shir of Daf Nun Zayin so that you'll appreciate where we're coming from today. One of the two Nazirim died. Now, let's continue in the text. Meis echod mehen, omre b'Yeshua, yevakesh echod min hashuk, shiyodur kenegdo benozir. Rabbi Yeshua says that in order to, let's say, solve our problem, our doubts, the surviving nozir should seek someone from the general public. Shuk literally means the marketplace. And that individual will cooperate, and he'll accept upon himself a vow of Nazirus. And like the whole scenario here is in order to help this guy who doesn't know if he is a Nazir that became Tomei, he'll seek someone from the public to help him out. Later in the Mishnah, you'll see Ben Zoma says, if we skip to Ben Zoma, he says, Umi Shomei Alo Shiyodr Kenegdo Ben Nazir. He criticizes Rabbi Yeshua's suggestion by very simply saying, who's he going to find to accept a vow of Nazirus just to help this other guy out? It's true people will become a Nazir because they have their own needs, their own spiritual needs that motivate them to become Nazirim. But we don't find people accepting a vow of Nazirus just to help some other guy out of his suffix, out of his doubt. So Rabbi Yeshua nevertheless advances that suggestion. Seek someone from the market, from the public, that will accept a Nazirus upon himself. And now the story continues in the Mishnah. V'omer means the original or surviving Nazir from one of the original two. He shall say, Im Tomei Hoyisi. If I, in fact, was the Tomei Nazir, Hare Ato Nazir Miyad. So you will accept Nazirus immediately, starting from today. V'im Tohor Hoyisi. And if I never became defiled, Hare Ato Nazir Achar Shloshim Yom. So you will accept Nazirus 30 days from now. V'soifrim Shloshim Yom. And they proceed and count 30 days. Umevian Korban Tuma V'Korban Tahara. They bring the Korban of a Nazir Tomei and the Korban of a Nazir Tor V'Omer. And he announces, Imani hu hatomei. If I was the one that originally had become defiled, korban tuma sheli. The korban tuma that we're bringing now is on my behalf. For korban tara shelcha, and the korban nazir tohor sacrifices that we're bringing are on your behalf. After all, you've been observing nazirus for 30 days, and at the end of nazirus, korbanos are brought. V'im ani hu hator, if I am the Nazir Tor, then korban taro sheli, the korban tumo besofik. Then the korban Nazir Tor that are being brought today are for me, and the korban tumo is brought as a doubt. V'soifrim shloshim yom, and they count another 30 days. Umevian korban tara. Now let's point out, why do we have to count another 30 days? Because the first 30 days, in the event that this original Nazir fellow was the one that became Tomei, the haircut that he's taking at the day 30 mark is a haircut of a Nazir Tomei. And he therefore needs to observe Nazirus of Tara, Nazirus in purity. So that's what the next 30 days are going to be dedicated to. So we say they count another 30 days, and now we'll say at day 60, Umevian Korban Tara. And a Nazir Korban Tohor is brought, V'omer. And he announces, Im ani hu hatomei, if I was the one that originally was Tomei, Korban Tumo Shili, the korban tuma that was already brought was for me. The korban tara shelcha. The korban tara that was brought 30 days ago. That was for you. Vezeh korban taharosi. And the korban that is being brought now is for my Nazirus of Tara. V'im ani hu hatohor, and if I was the Nazir who never became Tomei, I was always Tohor, korban taro sheli, the korban taro that was brought 30 days ago, that was for me. I didn't have to observe anything more than 30 days. the korban tuma besafek, and the korban tuma that was brought 30 days ago, that was brought out of doubt. Vezehu korban tarashon, the korban nazir Torah that we're bringing today is on your behalf. Omar loy ben zoma, umi shomea lo shiodur kenegdo ben nazir, as we introduced earlier, is some guy from the public going to play along with this, going to accept nazirus in order to help this guy out of his doubt? Hello. Rather, what's done? Mevi chatos ha'oif v'oilas behema v'omer. The surviving nazir brings a bird sin offering and an ola cow offering. And he says, an ola animal offering. In tome hoisi, if I was tome, then hachatos me chovosi, the bird sin offering is part of the obligatory sacrifices that a nozir tome brings. So that is part of my obligation. V'ha'ola nidava, and the animal ola offering is a voluntary korban. V'im toho yisi, and if I had never become tome, ha'ola mechayvasi, the animal ola offering is part of my obligation, and Nozir Tohar at the conclusion of his Nazirus brings an Ola animal offering. V'hachatos misofek, and the bird sin offering is brought for out of doubt, meaning there was a doubt originally, and it's brought in that context. V'sofer shloshim yom, and he counts 30 days. Umevi korban tahara, the omer. And after 30 days, he brings the nozir korban tahara. And he says, im tome hoisi, if I had been a nozir tome, then oilo harishoyne nedova, the original cow, the original animal ola offering was a voluntary offering. Vizu chova. And this offering that I'm bringing now is my obligation, having completed Nazirus B'tahara. V'im tohor hoyisi, and if I had never been defiled, if I was tohor from the very outset, ha'oilo harishon ha'chayva, the original ola animal offering was part of my Nazir obligation, v'zu nedava, and the ola animal offering that I'm bringing now is a voluntary offering. Vizu shar korbani, and the shlomim and chatos, which we didn't make mention of specifically, but at the 30-day mark, we said he is bringing a korban tara, that would be the balance of the, include the balance of the korban nozir tohor, a shlomim and chatos. In addition, of course, to the Ola. So, if he was Tohar, meaning he was never defiled, then the animal Ola offering that he brought immediately, that was toward his Chova, his Nozir obligation sacrifices. And what he's bringing 30 days later, the Shlomim and Chatos, is Sha'ar Korban. That's the balance of what I'm obligated to bring. It's true, he's also bringing an Ola offering at the 30-day mark, but that is declared to be a gift offering. Omar Rabbi Yeshua, who was the opening opinion in this Mishnah, he says to Ben Zoma, Nimso Zem Evi Korbanoisov Lechatsoyim. It turns out that the Nozir is bringing his Nozir Tara sacrifices in parts. In other words, on the assumption that he was never Tomei, the Ola that he brings at day one was toward his Chova. On day 30, he's bringing a Shlomim and Chatos. That's 30 days later, the balance, Chatsoim, like the other half, the other part of his Nazirus obligation. Avol hodu lo chachomim leben Zoma. However, the Chachomim acknowledged or agreed with Ben Zoma's approach. In other words, this idea of bringing the korbanos lechatzoyin doesn't doesn't bother us. It's certainly not enough reason to reject Ben Zoma's approach. The Gemara opens with a one-word question that's focused against, or a question on, Rabbi Yoshua. Rabbi Yoshua, toward the end of the Mishnah, raised as an objection to Ben Zoma's approach, which involved no invitation to an outsider to participate in this suffix, the solution of the suffix, but rather the original Nazir himself deals with it. And part of Ben Zoma's approach was that the Nazir would end up bringing his Nazir Tahara Korban in sections. After the first 30 days, he would bring the Ola, and then at the end of 60 days, he would end up bringing the balance. And Rabbi Yoshua objected to that. He said, well, it ends up that he's bringing on the tzad that he was, in fact, never tomei, he ends up bringing his chova lechatzoyin. So the Gemara asks, v'laisi, what's so bad about bringing in lechatzoyin? So you bring your ola on a given, on the given day, and 30 days later, he brings the shlamim and chatas. What's wrong with that? Omer Rabbi Yehuda Mar Shmuel, lo omer Rabbi Yoshua, elo lechadeid bo es hatalmidim. Rabbi Yoshua didn't really object. He said what he did only to see if the students were sharp, if they were on their toes. This idea of lechadei bosa tamidim, you find in other places in the Shas, that things are said, they sound serious at first glance, but really they were not, and they were simply said to see if the students were sharp and on their toes. As we continue in the Gemara, we see Rav Nachman raising a question, raising an objection. As far as to appreciate what we're going to see now, we're going to first take a look at Rashi, and we'll read the Rashi simply by way of introduction to the Gemara. The Gemara itself is rather terse. We can read the Gemara just a few words. It's not going to mean anything yet, but Amar Rav Nachman, my levid lay Rabbi Yeshua ledakeha dolo lisru. What is Rabbi Yeshua going to do according to his approach, namely not that of Ben Zoma, but rather what he himself suggested? The innards of the sacrifice are going to go bad. As we said, that obviously doesn't make too much sense right now. But we're going to look at Rashi. First of all, Rav Nachman comes with some type of objection to what Rabbi Yoshua had said. A moment ago, though, we said that Rabbi Yoshua's point was only lechadei bo es hatalmidim. So we look in the Rashi. Omar Rav Nachman, he has a different girsa name-wise than what we have. He has Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok, my lavid lay Rabbi Yoshua, L'dakeha delo disru klomar. L'Rav Nachman lo shmia lei l'ha delo omar Rabbi Yoshua elo l'chadeit es hatalmidim. According to Rav Nachman, or I should say, Rav Nachman did not hear that which Rabbi Yehuda said, namely that Rabbi Yeshua's stated objection was not with sincerity or on the merit of the issue itself, but rather just to see if the Talmidim were on their toes. So Rav Nachman didn't hear that. V'hachi ka'moisiv v'ka'omar. Thusly, Rav Nachman addresses Rabbi Yeshua, and he says, L'divrei Rabbi Yeshua. According to Rabbi Yeshua de Omar, who had said against Ben Zoma, Nimtzozeh mevi korbanoisav lechatzoyin, it's going to turn out that the Nazir, if he had not been, in fact, the Tomei, he's going to end up bringing his obligatory sacrifices in parts first the Ola, and then 30 days later, the Shlomim and Chatos. Well, Tzorech Lahatznion Shalo Yasrichu Ad Shiyovi Shar Kobonosu B'Tiglachas Shnia. So according to, just to reiterate, according to Rabbi Yoshua's objection to Ben Zoma, so therefore all of his korbanos are going to have to be brought together at the end of the second 30 days, at the 60-day mark. And Rashi goes on to say, according to Rabbi Yeshua, who objected to this idea of bringing korbanos of l'chatzoyin, tzorech lahatznion shelo yasrichu ad shiyovi sh'ar korbanos of b'tiglachas shnia. Now, after he shechts the first korban, which will enable him to take the haircut, he's going to have to then somehow, and this is the problem that Rav Nachman raises, he's going to somehow have to watch or preserve the innards of the sacrifice, that it shouldn't rot until he finishes bringing all of his korbanos at that second tiglachas. Elavadei mevi lechatzoyin v'ein bekach klum. Rather, it's obvious that you can bring the korbanos part at the end of the first 30 days and the balance at the end of the 60 days, and there is no problem with that. Let us look at Tosfos as well. He has a seemingly different take on this. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchok, my levid Rabbi Yeshua ledakel shelo lisru, lo isparish beinyan acher. What this seems to mean is that there is no other solution other than that of which Ben Zoma suggested. Because according to Rabbi Yeshua's suggestion, the innards of the korban at the end of that, that are brought at the end of the 60th day, they're going to go bad, being that they're going to have to wait before offering them till after the two people that Rabbi Yeshua recommends, after the two people finish their haircuts. And that's time consuming, with leaving too much time during which the innards of that first korban are going to rot. So let's see how Tosfos presents this. My levid Rabbi Yeshua ledakeha delo lisro. Pirush. And now Tosfos explains. We have a Roman numeral number 1 here in our Tosfos because there's another pirush that appears later in the Tosfos, which we're not going to get into. But he says, livnei me'ayim, what is Rabbi Yeshua going to do for the innards of, let us say, the korban shlomim, shelo yasrichu, that they shouldn't rot? The kevon shiyavakesh echot shiyodur kenegdo benozir, since according to Rabbi Yeshua, a second person is being asked to accept nazirus, im kein l'soif shloishim yoim, kishemegalchim shnehem, at the end of 30 days, where they both observed their respective nazirus, before the haircut that they take, so the korban is slaughtered. The korban is slaughtered, and there's a zrikas hadam that enables the haircuts to take place. However, shnehem tzrichim lahonif hachelev. There's a waving process that you see described in the Chumash. In Bamidbar Perek Vav Pasuk Chaf, the Pasuk Svehenif Oisim Akayin, there's a waving process. V'tiglachas Shneim Hilifnei Tnufa. The haircuts of the two Nazirim, as Rabbi Yeshua has in his scenario, those haircuts take place before the waving. So if you keep track of order of events, you've got the slaughtering of the sacrifices with the Zrikas Adam. You have the haircuts that each Nazir takes, and that is followed by the waving. Im kein yasriya hachelev b'mash yachru lahaktir oisoy ad shtei tiglochios. The innards of the sacrifice are going to rot. They rot very quickly. That's a point that Rashi makes at the bottom of the page. The innards rot very quickly. And if you're going to have to wait till after two haircuts are taken, that's a lot of time, relatively speaking. The Tosfos goes on to say that in the original case where neither of the Nazirim died, where they both remained alive, and the same issue comes up of having to observe two sets of Nazirios, nevertheless, in that case, there was no other way to solve the problem. There were two people that were involved. In this case, though, you don't have the two, but one of them died. And there's the Ben Zoma approach. So wouldn't it be better to follow the Ben Zoma approach and not get involved with the rotting of the innards? That is the Tosfos explanation. We now continue with the Mishnah. This Mishnah contains information that we've already learned. In other words, this Mishnah was quoted in the past. Nazir shehoya tomei besofik u'muchlit besofik. A Nazir, and we've seen in the past, in fact, Rashi here doesn't explain, he says, Kemoshi Mufreshis Lamala, and Tosfos also explains, I already explained this in Perek Kohen Gadol. So, just to recount, we're talking here about a Nazir, that on his first day of Nazirus, two elements of doubt arose. Shoya Tomei Besofek U'muchlot Besofek. There was a doubt concerning his having been defiled to the dead, and a doubt concerning his having experienced being a Metzora Muchlot. Ochel B'kodshim Achar Shishim Yom. He will not be able to partake of sacrificial meat until the passage of 60 days. The first 30 days are going to be observed, at which time he'll then take a haircut. But the haircut that he's taking might be the first of the two Metzora-oriented or based haircuts. So he doesn't get out of his Nazirus yet. And then 30 days later, you get to the 60-day mark, a second haircut is taken, but that can't be viewed as the Nazir conclusionary haircut. Rather, it might be the second haircut that a Metzora is required to take to get out of his Nazir, out of his Tzoras. So only after 60 days does this individual achieve Tara from the Tzoras. And hence, only now, after 60 days went by, can he partake of sacrificial meat. Up till that point, he was considered a doubtful Tomei of Tzoras. And this gentleman that had Nazirus plus two suffix on him, he won't be able to partake of wine and attend funerals and defile himself to the dead until he reaches the 120-day mark. Why is that? We already explained the first two units of 30 days, 60 days, with their conclusion haircuts after 30 days and after 60 days. Those were Tzoras-required haircuts. After 90 days, he'll take a third haircut, but that will be explained as a haircut that a Nazir who became Tomei must take at the conclusion of his purification period. So he's still within his Nazirus obligations. Can't drink wine. So only after another 30 days, reaching 120 days, at which point he'll say, he'll now bring the Nazir sacrifices, and he'll take the haircut, which is a haircut for his Nazirus of Tara. And at that point then, he'll be able to drink wine and attend funerals. Shetiglachas hanega doiche tiglachas hanazir v'zman shuvadai. The haircut that a Metzora is required to take supersedes the haircut that a nozir is to take when he is a mitzora vadai. In other words, if you have a mitzora, you have a nozir that became a mitzora, he is able to take the haircut in the middle of his nazirus because of the tzoras. So that if you have, let us say, for example, a person in the middle of his nazirus, he became a mitzora muchlat, and then it finished. The tzoras finished, so he takes haircuts as the Torah mandates to complete the tzoras purification. So what we have said, in effect, is that even though a person is a nozir, and a nozir is forbidden to take a haircut, if in the middle of his nazirus he was a definite mitzora, he has to take a haircut, superseding the laws of nazirus. So as the Mishnah says, Tiglachas ha-nega doicha tiglachas ha-nozir bizman shu vadai, when the tzoras is vadai. However, bizman shu sofek, that means we have a nozir, and in the midst of his nazirus, he may have been a mitzora, maybe not. And the tzoras went away in the middle of his nazirus. Is he allowed to take a haircut at that point? No. Eino doche. And therefore, we say you've got to complete the nazirus without taking any haircuts, even though you were a mitzora in the meantime. Maybe, but maybe not. So you wait 30 days, at which time I know you completed the nazirus. And now you take a haircut. Ah, but the haircut you're taking now can't be said with certainty that it's a haircut representing completion of nazirus. This haircut is for the tzoras. He waits another 30 days and takes a haircut again, thinking, well, maybe now I completed my nazirus. And the haircut I'm taking now is for the completion of nazirus. We say no. This second haircut is, in fact, the second haircut that the Torah requires of a mitzora, and you might have been a mitzora. So you see here that we're not allowing the tzoras haircut to be taken in the middle of a nazirus when the tzoras itself was a matter of doubt. Before we conclude, let us remind you that if you wish to be in touch with us in order to access marked Gemaras, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.